Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Utopia of Rules on Technology, Stupidity, and the Secret Joys of Bureaucracy is a short work of social theory and political criticism by anthropologist David Graeber. Rather than treating bureaucracy as a merely irritating feature of modern life, the book asks why it persists, why efforts to eliminate it often create more of it, and why people are sometimes more attached to rules than they admit. Graeber examines bureaucracy as a system of power, a cultural habit, and a way of organizing violence through procedure. He also connects the topic to technology, capitalism, public administration, and popular culture, using examples that make the arguments accessible without reducing their complexity. The book is not a technical academic monograph. It is an essayistic, widely readable reflection on how modern institutions shape imagination, freedom, and everyday behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bureaucracy as a hidden form of social power. Graeber argues that bureaucracy is not just a neutral set of administrative routines. It is a way modern institutions make power appear impersonal, procedural, and therefore acceptable. Rules allow people to do things to one another that would otherwise feel harsh or morally troubling, because the action is framed as compliance rather than judgment. This matters because it shifts responsibility away from individual agents and into systems that seem objective. The result is a social order in which authority becomes harder to challenge precisely because it is distributed through forms, offices, and procedures. Graeber's point is not simply that bureaucracy is inefficient. He is more interested in how it legitimizes domination by making coercion look ordinary, even necessary, which helps explain why bureaucratic institutions are so resilient in modern states and organizations. Secondly, the paradox of anti-bureaucratic reform. One of the book's central claims is that attempts to reduce bureaucracy often generate more bureaucracy. Efforts to make institutions more flexible, market-oriented, or efficient usually require new layers of monitoring, auditing, reporting, and compliance. Graeber presents this as a structural paradox of modern governance. The more people insist they are freeing society from rigid administration, the more they often multiply administrative controls. This insight extends beyond government into universities, workplaces, and nonprofits, where the language of reform can mask a growing burden of paperwork. The book shows that bureaucracy survives not because people love forms, but because institutions keep creating reasons to formalize judgment, manage risk, and standardize accountability. In that sense, the problem is systemic rather than merely managerial. Thirdly, dead zones of the imagination and structural stupidity. Graeber introduces the idea that bureaucracy produces dead zones of the imagination, moments when rules substitute for thought. In such settings, people stop trying to understand the specific reality in front of them and instead apply abstract procedures mechanically. He uses this to describe a deeper institutional problem systems can become stupid, not because the people inside them are unintelligent, but because they are incentivized to follow procedure rather than exercise judgment. The term structural stupidity captures how organizations protect themselves from complexity by narrowing what can be seen as relevant. That makes them resistant to nuance, context, and moral responsibility. This is one of the book's strongest contributions because it explains why bureaucratic failure often feels so frustrating. The system is functioning exactly as designed, even when the outcome is absurd or damaging. Fourthly, technology profit and the missed futures of modern capitalism. In one of the book's most memorable essays, Graeber turns to technology and asks why the future has not arrived in the way earlier generations expected. He argues that modern capitalism has channeled technological development toward profit, labor discipline, and control rather than toward broadly emancipatory or imaginative ends. That means many advances are optimized to make workers easier to manage or consumers easier to track, not to expand human freedom. Graeber contrasts this with older fantasies of flying cars, space age abundance, and other signs of collective transformation. The point is not nostalgia for gadgets, but a critique of how economic priorities shape the direction of innovation. Technology is never socially neutral in the book. It reflects the political and economic structures that fund it, limit it, and decide what counts as progress. Lastly, why bureaucracy can feel strangely satisfying. Despite its critique, the book does not reduce bureaucracy to pure evil. Graeber is interested in why rules can also feel comforting or even seductive. Bureaucracy offers predictability, protection, and a sense that decisions are governed by standards rather than raw force or arbitrary will. For many people, that can seem preferable to open-ended uncertainty. This is where the book becomes more subtle than a simple anti-state argument. Graeber suggests that bureaucracy appeals because it resolves anxiety about freedom itself without rules. People would have to face direct conflict over how society should be organized. The book therefore explores a tension between freedom and structure, creativity and administration, refusal and participation. Its broader argument is that modern political life is stuck between the need for institutions and the desire to escape their deadening effects. In conclusion, The Utopia of Rules is best suited to readers interested in political theory, anthropology, public administration, labor, or the everyday logic of modern institutions. It is especially valuable for people who feel that bureaucracy is more than an inconvenience, but have trouble explaining why it seems so deeply rooted in contemporary life. Graeber gives that frustration an analytical framework without turning the book into a dry policy critique. Readers looking for a conventional theory of government reform may find it more exploratory than prescriptive, but that is part of its strength. It connects bureaucracy to power, imagination, technology, and cultural life in a way that few similar books do. Compared with standard critiques of red tape, it is more philosophical and more politically suggestive. Compared with academic social theory, it is unusually readable and wide-ranging. Its distinctive value lies in treating bureaucracy not as a background nuisance, but as a central fact of modern existence that shapes how people think, act, and imagine alternatives. If you would like to support David Graeber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.